Today we celebrate the feast of a very, very important saint in the early days of the Church, in the times of the New Testament. It is the feast of the apostle, the disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, and particularly the disciple of St. Paul the Apostle, St. Timothy. Now, St. Timothy was not originally a Christian. He was not even totally a Jew. His father was a pagan. His mother was converted by St. Paul along in the area of Lycaonia in Greece. And both of them were baptized. And his father was not, at least not that we know of. Well, he became a very good friend and a dear son to St. Paul, just as many of us who are priests and bishops have young men, eventually they grow old too, who are our sons in every which way but the flesh. And so St. Timothy was very openly called and loved openly by St. Paul in the front of all the people of the New Testament as his son. Now, one of the things that occurred with St. Timothy was, because his father was a pagan, his mother, St. Eunice, was not, but the father prevailed in this, and when St. Paul came along and he converted him and so forth, and then he traveled with St. Paul quite a lot. But one of the things that there was a controversy in the time of Peter and Paul was that of circumcision. And so St. Paul, even though he was against the practice, he circumcised St. Timothy because of the fear of the Jews and their rebellion. And so that is something that is very much, and of course, at the Council of Jerusalem, the first council of the Church in 49 AD, this was settled once and for all. And St. Paul went in the face of St. Peter, the first pope, and told him, "You're wrong, you cannot do this." And our Lord then let them know in his own ways. Now, St. Timothy traveled and converted many people along with St. Paul. He went to Rome with him in his second imprisonment. And, of course, after St. Paul was beheaded around the year 65 AD, St. Timothy, who had been consecrated a bishop by St. Paul, became the bishop of Ephesus. And there he would reign for 30 years until he himself was to be put to death. And the question in which he was put to death was that he spoke against the fact that many of the people of Ephesus were participating in the festivals of the goddess Diana. And he was against this, of course, just as we would be, going to the festival of a pagan goddess. And so, because of this, the pagans took him outside the city, and just like St. Stephen, they stoned him to death. And this was around the year 95 AD. So he basically lived throughout the whole of the first century. Of course, he was very young, even when St. Paul met him and his mother Eunice and was baptized by him. So today we pray for continuation of vocations here in this shrine and throughout the Church, and especially strong and traditional vocations, just as the ones that we already have and those that are coming up later on, which there will be, to follow in the footsteps of St. Timothy. And we pray for the conversion of those who are not following Christ fully. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.